I wanted to write the essay because I knew about the topic that the essay would be on, which was the top three priorities in education. So it wouldn't be a hard essay to write. And I wanted to go to Juno, so I just decided to write it, I guess. The first priority was to have a guidance counselor in the schools, a full-time guidance counselor, so that students could ask the guidance counselor about scholarships and it'd be easier for them to go to college. And the second one was the mental health of students, because there's a high abuse rate of substances and a high suicide rate among many Alaskan Natives. So I thought it would be helpful if the school could provide some sort of counselor for that too. And then the third one was proper technology that's up to date and good internet, so that the obsolete and old technology wouldn't get in the way of education. And that's it. Yes, last year I was doing virtual learning in a small village school in Larsen Bay on Kodiak Island, and if the internet wasn't working, there was no education going on that day. You'd just be sitting in school doing nothing. And here in Sandpoint, we have old Mac computers, and we have iPads that work, but if the internet is really, it's horrible. So if we try to do anything on them, it just doesn't work. Yes, it was like there's no point in going to school some days, but sometimes, yeah. I spent 4 days in Juneau. The first 2 days were with the Youth Advocacy Institute to learn about our senators and representatives to prepare us for the 2 days where we'd meet the senators and representatives. We had a few one-on-one meetings with senators and representatives from our districts, and then there were committee meetings which involved all the districts, and it was very helpful. There were other students in the committee meetings, so you could, and they'd talk, and it was interesting to hear what other districts had issues with. Yes, since one student from False Pass couldn't get out due to weather issues, there was a lot of time spent with the board members from Aleutians East Borough School District discussing things, since they were now my chaperones. So we were able to discuss the points that we needed to bring up in order to try and get through our points to the senators and representatives and what we needed as a district. Yeah. I did bring up the technology and that the schools needed better internet, and that was most districts brought up that they needed better internet at their sites. That was the main one, and there were other things like cutting the 70-30 bill, or making it not work, like just cut it out. But otherwise, it was just other bills that needed to be changed. Yes, the students that were there at the legislative fly-in had many opportunities to talk, and when we did talk, the senators and representatives listened, and it was really nice. I'm not really sure. Most of it was a blur, and it was very nerve-wracking, and it was kind of scary at first, but it was mostly like how I was saying my top three priorities, just with different words, I guess. Yeah. I'm not sure. It seems pretty well covered. Yes, I'm the social chair. I'm the social chair on the executive board of student government. Yes, I would love to do that again, because now that I know what it's like, I'd be a lot less nervous going in and be able to speak more eloquently to them. You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. Okay. He is. No, we're on this old monster phone.